Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life.
This financial series that's coming up Monday, it is vitally important that each and every one of you go. I'm just telling you from experience that, I mean, y'all know, most of you know my story, everything I've been through. And one thing that people don't think of when you go through what I've been through is that finances, you don't really think about money. Well, since 2012, I have deleted my retirement 3 different times. I mean, 0. I've not filed bankruptcy. I've not had to sell. Maybe I've sold a few cows here and there that I didn't have to. But I've always gotten through whatever it was and came back stronger than ever. I just got my tithe receipt, and that's the most I've ever tithed in my life was last year. And last year, on paper, was the worst year of my life, financially, I mean, emotionally, everything. But one thing that hit me when Ashley asked me to come up and talk about this is that we're talking about making disciples, go therefore and make disciples. Well, financially, we talk about tithing every week here. Adam gets up, talks about tithing, why we do it. Well, in discipleship, you've got to have salvation down before you can become a disciple. We talk about tithing every week here, so you got to have tithing down in order to further your finances. All tithing does, it keeps the devourer off of you. It doesn't make anything grow. It just keeps you from robbing God, and that's all it does. Salvation keeps you out of hell. Gets you to heaven, keeps you out of hell. You can live hell on earth. I mean, you can get saved and have a totally miserable life. You can tithe every week, and you can be broke every week. And that's absolutely what will happen. I mean, I have worked my whole life. I look around here, I see tons of people, hardworking people that I know and I look up to, and they work, and they work hard. And I do that too. I mean, obviously, when I leave here, I'm going to work tonight. But I don't want to just give away my money to the devourer. I don't want to just work my whole life and have nothing to show for it. And so I have a couple of different businesses. Obviously, I work for McLean. I'm not plugging them, but I do have her stuff on. I'm just like you guys. I work hard every day. And as Ashley was talking about in youth, that's what I put into my youth. That's what I knew. I mean, we didn't go out on the streets and minister to people. That's not what I knew. So that's not what we did. But what we did for, I don't know how many years we did it. Zach was one of my first students. But I talked about money and finances and hard work and working. And I can tell you right now, I talk to Zach 3-4 times a week. And what's he doing? He's working just like I am. And Zach's getting hold of it. I can look at Brooke. Brooke was one of my first students. I've never known Brooke to just be out of a job, just poor, pitiful me. But she married somebody to support her, I guess, but that's... But, I mean, it's so important. You can get so much in church. You know, you can get the tithe principle. But Ashley can't come up here every week and talk about finances. He can here and there. And so this is a great opportunity to come in and just listen about finances and learn about finances. Because, like I said, 3 different times I drained my retirement, and people don't think about that. I mean, I lost a baby 10 years ago, and then I lost my wife last May. And as horrible as that was, I still had to pay the bills. I've been all over the world. I've been to Istanbul, Turkey. I have hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I'm not exaggerating, I have spent in medical bills over the last 6 years. I wouldn't trade any of that. I did everything I could. I wouldn't take any of it back. I'd spend hundreds of thousands of more dollars if that's what would have been needed. But the point is, it's not how much I spent, but it's the fact that God provided for me because I was obedient to his word. I did the things that God called me to do. I pray about my finances every single day. Not one day goes by that I don't pray that God will bless me financially. Now, I don't just pray that, not go to work, and not give any money. And why do I pray that? So I can have a big fancy house or this and that? No, I do it so I can give to others. I spent 6 years extending my wife's life because of the finances that God. There's a lot of people that couldn't have done what we did. They couldn't have done it. And when it was over the first time 6 years ago, I didn't accept any help from anybody. I did it on my own. And then on top of that, after I went back to work, I threw my back out, and I was off another 2 months. So that in 2012, I only worked 5 months of that year. Now, 2013, we ate a lot of beans and cornbread, but we did what we had to do. We had drained all of our resources. We weren't in debt. We never did go in debt. We didn't file bankruptcy. We just kept working, kept doing the right things with our money. We invested it right. And eventually, you know, God can't bless your money if you don't have money. You can't ask God to bless your finances if you don't have any finances. And I knew that. And I knew I've got to come up with some finances. And so that's what we did. And we got in a really good position. And boom, it happened again. She got sick. We went to Turkey. I mean, they don't take insurance over there. I don't know if you know that or not. If they did, I didn't understand them when they told me. But, I mean, that was the deal. They said, yeah, we want her to, you know, you got to bring her here. That'll be $80,000. You need to make sure we get that. And they make sure they get their money because my bank had a little problem sending it to them. And I had, like, the Turkish mob come down and have a talk with me and wouldn't let me leave the hospital because they hadn't got their money yet. So, anyway, I'm just telling you, bad things happen. They do. I don't understand everything. I don't. In my prayer life, I did everything I could do. The people around me did everything to do. And sometimes things happen and we just don't have an explanation for them. And in your finances, there will be some bad things that happen and we don't always have an explanation for them. But what we can do is be prepared. Just like what I went through, Angela died. It didn't destroy me. I was prepared spiritually to handle that. And so financially, I'm prepared to handle whatever comes. Finances goes right along with the spirit things of God. Because I don't know if you've noticed, you've got to have money to live. It's pretty hard to do it without it. Now, our last president tried to make it a little easier, but I won't get into that. But anyway, I just wanted you to know, all of you to know how important it is. And I wanted you to see a little bit different perspective of why it's important. You don't know if somebody's going to get cancer. You don't know that. And I'm telling you, cancer is not free. It costs money. Saving a life is not free. It costs money. You know, you may be in a business venture and it goes bad. And sometimes that happens and there's really no explanation for it. It just happened. It was a bad deal. You know, whatever. A tornado can hit you. You can be under insured. Whatever happens, it can happen. But you've got to be prepared. You've always got to be looking forward. I love this church because it's a vision-minded church. We're always looking forward to what the next step is. And in life, in our own lives, we've got to take that and we've always got to look forward to see what our next step is. And finances is way up there because it's hard to further the kingdom of God if you don't have any finances. So I hope all of you can come on Monday nights. It will be exciting. It will be fun. You may think, finances, no, that's exciting and fun to figure out, hey, I want to see what God's going to do for me in 5 years. I want to see what he's going to do for me in 10 years. That's exciting because I want to continue to grow, not just spiritually, but financially too. And so just as I get excited about a new vision for a new year and how I'm going to grow spiritually, I get excited about doing a financial series and excited about how I'm going to grow financially. Because the more I grow, the more I can give, the more I can help other people out. And that's what God's put us here for. That's what we're here to do. It's to serve others. It's not to serve ourselves. It's to serve others. So that's what I got.
Good deal. Something for everyone. And so I want to encourage you to be there. Well, tonight I've got about 15 minutes about a topic that I want to talk about this evening as we continue on with making disciples. Revelations 12:11. Everybody knows this verse, or you've heard it said. The importance of what you heard Ben say tonight. Ben's an overcomer. I don't know if anybody can look at his life and see that, but Ben's an overcomer. Well, how? By the blood of the Lamb and the power of his testimony. And you can't be around him and talk to him any length of time that God don't come into the equation. And I have seen people go through struggles and trials in life, and I've not seen or known somebody as close as I knew Ben Garby go through the extreme thing that he has been through and still sit on the front row of church. That don't make sense to me in the natural. You can judge, you can think all the, but he walked through that in his own shoes and still says, "My God, how great you are. And I don't have it all understood, but I'll serve you and I'll honor you with my life." And I can tell you why he is an overcomer, and I can say that tonight, because he understands the power of the blood of the Lamb and he understands the power of a testimony. Those two things make you an overcomer in life. And if we don't recognize that we're living in a world of spiritual warfare, and we're not just living in a time where spiritual warfare is going on, but we've got in the natural warfare going on. I mean, everybody's wanting a piece of you. They're wanting part of what you have financially. They're wanting your time. They're wanting your attention. They're wanting your vote. Everybody wants. The society is geared towards moving the mass. If you can get the most people, then you can, and you can teach them to think the way you're thinking, what happens is that becomes the majority. The majority always wins in the natural. And we're getting, and I say we because I'm talking Christians, are getting enslaved by all kinds of things. Paul said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers." And Satan wants to win the spiritual battle. And let me tell you how he wins it. He wins it by stealing your testimony. I've seen it happen 100 times. People serve God until disaster, and then that disaster turns their heart away from him. And it's not that they wanted to. It's that Satan came and stole their testimony. And then they're not able to live the overcomer life. Are you hearing this tonight? I won't be talking about this for a couple weeks on Wednesday nights. I want the Christian people to live an overcomer life. And if we can't get the testimony lined up, and we can't live by the power that God gave us through the shedding of blood, then we're not going to get it. And so we got to teach what God did supernaturally and what we've got to do in the natural. And when those two things get to kind of the faith and works message, when you get those two things together, you're an overcomer. And I don't know what it is that you're trying to overcome, but if you still got breath in your lungs, you can know the enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy you, and he don't want you having an abundant life. He wants you miserable, sick, defeated, and what I'm telling you, you're not going to be a disciple of Jesus living that way. And so if we're going to make disciples this year, I know I'm just supposed to be teaching that, and I'm starting to preach. I'm sorry. If you're going to be a disciple, and you go make yourself the disciple God called you to be, we got to know how to be an overcomer. And that's the first step after salvation, is you got to start everything you know. I love what Ben said. Everything that you know is what's going to pour out of you. There are certain things he never opened his mouth about, and they were still totally scriptural. But to his own admission, I don't know anything about that. So I'm not teaching that yet. There'll be a day and time I do, because I'm going to keep learning, I'm going to keep growing, and I'm going to know more tomorrow than I knew yesterday, that I'm a student of the word. And you can know that I'm preaching messages right now that I didn't preach 14 years ago. Thank y'all that's been with me a long time, that you've given me some patience in my ignorance. Everybody knows a Christian person, maybe a friend or someone, we're like, I just wish they'd get this. Well, hold on, because their heart's right. They just haven't learned that yet. And I know that there are frustrations with people that have the right heart. They have the good heart. But they just don't know what you know. But you know what? They probably know some things that you need to know. And if we're not careful in Christianity, what ends up happening is we're not able to make disciples because we're always frustrated with what we know that they don't. And I love that what Ben knew, he put in. And he made disciples because he was already a disciple in that area. You can't teach money when you don't know how to handle money. But yet we've got people that believe that leadership in the church should not have any money. But yet we want them to teach about money. I've seen it my whole life. People thinking that the meek and lowly, and they'll go ahead and say the poor. Well, here's the thing. I understand scripture, and I also understand that if we're going to further the kingdom of God here on this earth in the natural, it's going to take some money to do that. So we've got to teach some money principles. And man, God, as I've been studying this, there is so much about finances in the word that are just one-liners here and there and there and here. And I don't want to get into that right now because I'm not talking about finances tonight. What I'm talking about is whatever area it is, you've got to know about it. Testimony. What's a testimony? What's the power of a testimony? A testimony is a word from God that you have lived on. It's a word from God. His promises are yes and amen. So it's a word from God that you've experienced and is played out in your life. How many tonight have said, I commit my life to Jesus. I want to be saved. So if you raised your hand, and everybody in here, I believe as I'm looking around, knows Jesus. If you don't, please stay and talk to me afterwards. I need to introduce you to him. But know this. If you know Jesus tonight, then you have taken the first step in saying, I know something about God. Well, I don't have a testimony yet. Yes, you do. Because you said that I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead and I want to be saved. Well, I just don't know what to say. Here's what you say. I got saved. I know Jesus. And let me introduce you to him. I don't know a lot about it yet, but what I'm telling you is I'm not going to hell anymore. And I was as of yesterday, but today I'm not. And that's the first step. People a lot of times say, well, that's just a get out of hell free card. And you're right, it is. It's salvation. It's saying that I'm going to die to an old man. I'm going to do this, and I'm doing it through what Jesus made available. But you know, you're not downloaded every bit of information to be a disciple into you right then. It's a born-again experience into the kingdom of God, yes. But there is a lot to learn. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just get saved and then all of a sudden you've got the Bible memorized like that? I know every part of the word. I know how to live by it. I know what to do with my finances. But you know, there's a lot of people that said, I accept Jesus, I commit my life to him, but still don't tithe. There's a lot of people that commit their life to Jesus and have never told one other person about him. There's a lot of people that have said, I want to get saved, I want to know Jesus, but they've never led in public prayer. There's a lot of people who have given their hearts and life to Jesus and don't go to church on Sundays, or maybe a Sunday a couple times a year, Easter and Christmas, and that's the only time they, but they said, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised. See, you can see that as I start talking about example after example. Well, are they a disciple? They're saved. They're a convert. Praise God they got saved, but we've got areas to learn. We've got areas we've got to grow in. And the more you learn, the bigger testimony you have. The more that God's promises being yes and amen, you start to live out and they are experienced in your life, you're like, wow, I'm going to live on that. Well, right now, you just don't know where I'm at. I get that, but I'm living on the promise of yes and amen. I will be walking in peace in the middle of this thing. See, having a word from God and personally experienced and being played out in your life will allow you to have a testimony. Don't let Satan steal your testimony. You've experienced God in this area. Don't let him steal it. People being in church for years and did one person does something they didn't like and then they leave the house of God. I see it. I've watched it happen. Why would they do that? And here's why. Because Satan wants to steal them talking good about the things of God. And so we got Christian people who have said, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And every time they talk about youth, every time they talk about church, every time they talk about God's people, it's something complaining and miserable and nasty. That's not going to let you live the overcomer life. So where do you go to church? Well, I used to go, but man, I don't go to church there. I don't even go to church. That corporate church, that's for the birds. I just know real quick, as soon as that comes out of their mouth, they've been hurt by somebody. But the next thing I can tell you, they haven't just been hurt by somebody. Their testimony has been stolen. Because that's not of God. That's not benefiting the kingdom of God. That just halted that person being able to receive anything about God from them. I don't know if I'm getting anywhere, but that's the introduction of what I'm getting ready to talk about for the next couple of weeks. Hang on, hang on, hang on. Because where you're at right now, we got to go somewhere. But where you're at right now better have a testimony and it better glorify and honor God because we want to live the overcomer life. You committed your life and by the power of what God did through dying on a cross for us, the blood of the Lamb and the power of your testimony is how you overcome. And this week, I can just tell you because we live in a fallen world, there'll be something you need to overcome. You better watch what comes out of your mouth because your testimony needs to honor and glorify God and you can only talk about what you've already experienced. So when you're right in the middle of something you don't understand, talk about the things you do understand. The things that you do know. I know what Jesus said about me. He said that I'm saved because I committed. If you just go to salvation, that's what you got to do right now. We just got to talk about salvation. I don't know anything else. But then the more you get to know, oh, wait a minute here. I'm blessed in, I'm blessed out. Well, I've never read that. Hold on, we'll talk more about that. See, this year we're going to disciple and we're going to grow into things that God has taught us so that we can grow others into things that we know. We got to know more. It's going to be a great year, and the next few Wednesday nights are going to be awesome. Y'all stand with me this evening.
We hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by Christian Ministries Church, then log on to our website at www.cmchurch.net and click on the podcast link.